I slipped away into the breakfast room, where there was a bookcase. I took down a book, taking care to choose one with pictures. Sitting down in the window seat, I gathered up my feet so as to sit cross-legged. The window offered a protective view of that winter afternoon. The sky was a pale blank of mist and cloud, over a scene of wet grass and storm-beat bush, with endless rain sweeping away wildly before the rushing wind. With the book on my knee, I was then happy, at least in my own way. I feared nothing but interruption, and that came too soon.
"Madam Mope,"
cried the voice of John Reed. But then he paused, finding the room apparently empty.
"Where is she?" he continued. "Lizzie! Georgie! Jane's not here. Tell Mama she has run out into the rain. Bad animal."
It is lucky I drew the curtain, I thought, dearly hoping that he might not discover my hiding place. Indeed, he would not have found it out himself, for he was not quick either of eye or mind. But just then, Elizabeth put her head in at the door and said at once, "She's in the window seat, to be sure, John." And I came out immediately, for I trembled at the idea of being dragged forth by John. "What do you want?" I asked in a quiet voice.
"Say, what do you want, Master Reed?"
was the answer.
"I want you to come here,"
he said, and seating himself in an armchair. John Reed was 4 years older than I. He was then large for his age, with unhealthy-looking skin and thick arms and legs. He habitually stuffed himself at the table, which caused him to feel ill and ill-tempered, and made him fat.